An afternoon of terror in Washington. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Evil reared its ugly head in our community.
District of Columbia Police Chief Robert Conte on the shootings that left four people wounded in a neighborhood in Northwest Washington Friday. Police later found the suspected shooter dead in a nearby apartment that looked like an arsenal.
Inside of the suspect's apartment, we've recovered over six firearms, to include several long guns, multiple rounds of ammunition, and handguns as well.
Chief Conte says the shooter was a 23-year-old man from Fairfax, Virginia. They don't yet know what motivated him. Then, at the U.S. Supreme Court, an attempted self-immolation.
A bunch of police cars started to race up Constitution Avenue between the Capitol and the Supreme Court. They closed off the area, and I was told there on the scene that a man had tried to set himself on fire on the steps of the Supreme Court. Just a few minutes after that, an ambulance pulled up, and then a U.S. Park Police helicopter arrived, took away the patient, and flew him away to the hospital. A rather surreal scene, the helicopter flying over top of the U.S. Capitol. This comes just a couple of days after there was this false alarm about an air incursion here on Capitol Hill, so you can see how nerves were kind of frayed having a helicopter land so close to the United States Capitol after what happened Wednesday night.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Destructive wildfires continue to rage in the Southwest, driven by wind gusts as high as 75 miles an hour. More than 100 square miles of timber and brush have burned in Arizona and New Mexico. President Biden signing an executive order Friday to improve forests on federal lands.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
The president says the administration will use money from the infrastructure bill to plant more than 1 billion new trees and to work to map and conserve old growth forests. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An heroic Texas National Guardsman still missing in the Rio Grande River.
The latest update we have from the local sheriff is that this Texas National Guard soldier went missing in the Rio Grande around 8:30 a.m. The Texas Military Department put out a statement saying they cannot confirm that the soldier is dead yet because a body has not been found. They're saying this male soldier is only missing and went missing, quote, during a mission-related incident. But I can tell you multiple sources tell us this is being handled as a presumed drowning of this soldier. We're told that soldier jumped into the water around 8:30 this morning to try to rescue a group of migrants, and that soldier has not been seen since.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the U.S. southern border reports the woman migrant made it out of the water and was in Border Patrol custody. We're learning more about the man accused in the stabbing death of a Queens, New York mother.
44-year-old David Bonola was held without bail after being charged with murder in the vicious killing of the 51-year-old stay-at-home mom inside her Queens, New York home last weekend. The handyman, and who police describe as Gall's on-and-off-again lover, was read the charges through a Spanish interpreter. As sources say he is a Mexican national, and Fox News Digital reports he was in the U.S. in violation of immigration law. We reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which could not comment on specifics, but tells Fox ICE focuses its civil immigration enforcement priorities on the apprehension and removal of non-citizens who pose a threat to our national security, public safety, and border security.
It's Fox's Laura Engel. Hope is fading for hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers trapped in bunkers beneath a steel mill in Mariupol. There's been no communication with that group for hours. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake shaking Bosnia late Friday, killing at least one person. A woman died when a rock slide hit the family home. In Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.